Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's boys varsity basketball game, your sportscasters are Kyle Stauffer and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Elijah Wilcox, our technician for tonight's game, as this one will be a River Cities Alliance Conference matchup. It'll be the visiting 5-7 Grand Rapids Kenowa Hills against the Lowell Varsity Basketball 3-9, a boys matchup, as this one takes place in the Lowell Gymnasium. And Trey, can you give us the starting lineups for Kenowa Hills?
For the Kenowa Hills starting lineups, going to start it off with number 4, Andrew Lake, followed up by number 5, Derek Chapin. Number 11, Brody Willick. And to round it, number 14, Brennan Gustinus. Then number 24 to round it off for Kenowa Hills, Keegan Garver.
As now the Arrows starting 5. It'll be the sophomore, number 1, Morgan DeCavers. And to follow him up, it'll be number two, the senior, Will Mrozinski. Sophomore, the only one in this starting lineup for the Arrows. Number 20, Durandon Baker. Another senior, the second of 3. Number 22, Thomas Hayes. And to round it out, number 30, Ian Walters.
Yeah, Ian Walters, he's been huge all season underneath the paint. Big, racks up a lot of boards. And then Morgan DeCavers, a guard. Lowell's got a pretty tall team, I would say, overall. DeCavers being probably the shortest man on the court right now. Very good shooter for the Arrows.
Might be Baker. Those two are close in height there.
Yeah, that is pretty close.
As set in the tip circle, Ian Walters for the Arrows and Keegan Garvin for the Kenowa Hills Knights. As Garvin wins this one back to Chapin, and we are underway as Andrew Lake has this one at the half-court stripe, now works his way up to the three-point line, gives it back to Chapin. Chapin sets up at the far wing, gives it back to Lake. Lake at the near wing. This time it goes right back, a give and go, and now to the corner for 3. It's Brody Willick. He's off the mark. Ian Walters with the defensive rebound, something that the Arrow coaches wanted early, limit those extra possessions. As now Morgan DeCavers has it in the tip circle, he works his way to the far wing and sets up there. He stops his dribble before giving it to Thomas Hayes. Hayes for 3 off the front iron, and it goes out on Durandon Baker. Thrown out, Andrew Lake chucks it off of Baker, and it gives it to the Knights of Kenowa Hills. Going right to left in this first half, taking it up, Andrew Lake crosses the stripe and settles on the logo. Gives it to Chapin, but a give and go puts it back in Lake's hands. Goes back to Chapin, fakes the 3, and right back to Lake. Chapin one more time. Lake one more time. Tried to get to the corner where they were looking for Brody Willick, and it's tipped out by Mrozinski. It'll remain Kenowa Hills ball, wearing the black jerseys, black shorts with gray trim today. As Chapin gets the inbound, it goes to the corner for Willick. Willick in and out 3, and Baker gets the rebound, brings it up over the stripe, stopping the 8-second violation, and gives it over to Mrozinski in the far wing. Slows up and puts up a floater from the block, doesn't get it to go, and rebound goes to Garvin. Garvin works it over to Gustinus. Gustinus kicks it over to Lake. Lake for 3 off the mark, and now DeCavers has it, passes it up to Baker at the near wing, works his way to the elbow, kicks it out to Hayes. Hayes thinks about the 3 before driving to the mid-range. Ian Walters has it just inside the 3-point line. Baker cuts it, doesn't work. Ian takes one dribble and then hands it off to DeCavers. DeCavers works his way back to the 3-point line after coming out, finds a cutting Ian Walters for 2, and that's the first point of the game. We're 6 minutes left in the first quarter, and a long pass going to Chapin off the mark. It'll be Arrows possession. 5:58 to play in the first quarter. Arrows lead 2-0.
Yeah, Kyle, I don't know if you saw, as you mentioned earlier, we did get to talk to assistant coach Brian Dollar before the game, and he talked about limit extra positions. And right as Lowell got that rebound, there, or after the make, excuse me, he was trying to get everyone down court quickly before Kennewick Hills could try and have a chance to get right back down and score on them. And Lowell been doing a very good job rebounding up to this point as well.
5 second on the inbound, so it goes back to Kennewick Hills' ball and their offensive possession. It'll be a drive attempt by Gustinus. Foul called on the shot. He'll shoot two at the line after the shot attempt is off the mark. That one goes on Ian Walters, his first. Gustinus, his first. Front iron and out. So it remains a 2-0 game. 2:10 into this one. So the second attempt is set up for Gustinus. It is nothing but net. So it's a 2-1 game as DeCavers gets the inbound from Thomas Hayes. He works up, still has yet to cross the half court line. Now he does so and gets to the far wing. A trap is brought, but able to avoid it is DeCavers. He kicks it over to Mrozinski in the corner. Mrozinski gets it down low for Ian Walters. Another layup is good. Walters has all four of the Arrows points so far in this one as Kennewick Hills goes quickly. As Andrew Lake now slows things down, gives it to Chapin at the far wing. Lake sets up at the three-point line, gives it back to Chapin. Chapin, deep three, on the mark, as it's now a tie game as Chapin puts up his first 3 points of the game on a deep three, making it 4-4 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thomas Hayes drive, foul called. That'll be on number 14, Brennan Gustinus. His first for Kennewick Hills, his first as well. Thomas Hayes inbounds, gets it into Duran and Baker at the near corner. Works his way back toward half court and settles things down. Baker makes a move and puts up the pop shot in the paint, gets it to go. Guarded by Keegan Garvin there, just not able to keep up with Baker, the guard. And now Andrew Lake gives it to Chapin. Chapin sets up, give and go back to Lake. These two like to pass it back and forth, and sure enough, there it goes again. Corner three on the mark. Brody Willick, back-to-back three-pointers. And just like that, it's a 7-4 game. And a travel is called on Morgan DeCavers. They're going to say right as he got the inbound, he took too many. And Morgan confused about the call, but Brody Willick sets the inbound now, the man who just drilled the three-pointer.
Joshua Walters and Lucas Charbonneau both to check in the game for the Arrows now for Ian Walters and Thomas Hayes.
As tipped out by DeCavers, so the inbound pass goes right back to Kennewick Hills for another inbound, and this time it gets into Andrew Lake easily. Chapin sets up. Derek Chapin gives it to Lake. Corner three, Willick again, same spot. This one misses long, though, and the Arrows go the other way after a Charbonneau rebound. DeCavers takes it up, gets into the paint, shot from the elbow, front iron, but Josh Walters rebound and puts a putback shot up, is fouled, doesn't get it to go. This one goes on Gustinus, his second, team second, and Walters will be at the line for two. As the Arrows wearing the white jerseys, black numbers, red trim. First shot goes in and out for Walters.
Yeah, not really. I mean, much you can do about that. Everything was right. It's like kind of when you get like a line drive taken away in baseball because of guys just wrong place. Or
right to
yeah,
the
just
defender
right, in the,
just right
happened
there.
To,
as Brady Pelega checks into the game for Gustinus as he had two already. It'll be Pelega to check it in as the second free throw attempt was made by Walters. It's a 7-7 game as Lake and Chapin playing the back and forth game. Pump fake gets DeCavers to bite, and driving in was Chapin, not able to get it to go. And then the rebound bounces off of Chapin's shin, and it'll be Arrows basketball. 3:46 to play in the first quarter. We're tied at 7.
Yeah, Lowell's brought a lot of energy tonight. Pretty big crowd on this Friday night. Biggest student section we've probably had all year, but I love the energy. It's been very loud every possession. A little turnover. There's a foul there on Brody.
DeCavers causes Brody Willick to get the blocking foul on that one. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. That's Willick's first, the team's third, as Charbonneau set to inbound. Gives it to Baker, who's back behind the half-court line. Works his way up over it now. And Baker shoot set at the near three-point wing. Gives it over to Walters at the far wing. Hands it off to DeCavers. DeCavers back. Finds Walters on a give and go. Easy layup. Puts the Arrows in front, 9-7, with 3:10 to play in the first quarter now. As Lake and Chapin play their give-and-go game, this time Willick comes up to join in on the fun. Pelega stands where Chapin just was a moment ago. Now Chapin gets it back. Willick now to Garvin down low. Garvin in the paint. Travel takes two. He picked up his pivot foot, and it'll be Arrows possession with 2:52 in the first quarter with a two-point lead. As Charbonneau instantly gives the inbound to DeCavers. DeCavers drives down, finds Walters on a weird play. It hit off of his chin or something. Walters put up a shot and fouled. And then setting his feet is Duran and Baker in the paint. Driving in on the play was Chapin. Chapin put up a layup but draws the charge, does Baker, so the points won't go. It's still 9-7 with 2:40 to play.
You know, Kyle, this might be one of the most energetic basketball games I've seen from Lowell in a really long time.
In Kennewick Hills, they've brought a student section of their own. They're bringing the energy, too. This is just a good basketball game so far.
Yeah, good Friday night basketball game.
As 2:30 to go in this first quarter, a cutting pass to Mrozinski. DeCavers couldn't find him, and now other way goes Chapin. Chapin drives from the corner in, and a kick out to Arnold. Bryson Arnold couldn't get it to go, and a jump ball as Charbonneau went up for the possession, didn't get it to go, as now Will Smith will check in for Charbonneau, and Thomas Hayes will check back in. And as we were talking about that energy, William Fussman and, as I was saying, Bryson Arnold had also checked in for Kennewick Hills. So with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, a two-point lead for the Arrows, Will Smith set to inbound, gives it over to Duran and Baker to slow things up, as DeCavers was one of the ones to check out. He checked out for Hayes. Duran and Baker. Baker sets up at the top of the key, works his way to the far wing, gives it over to Josh Walters, finds Will Smith. Will Smith to the top of the key. Mrozinski was cutting and thrown behind him. Had the pass thrown behind him. Luckily, it went to Baker, and Duran and Baker driving in. But a reach on Brady Pelega is the team's fifth foul, his first. So in the bonus are the Arrows with a minute 52 to play in this first quarter. And just like that, Baker set up at the line for two. And his first back iron and straight down, as Charbonneau checks back in. He comes in for Will Mrozinski, so an even taller lineup for the Arrows now.
Yeah, Lucas Charbonneau, very good. He's a very good defender, gets lots of board, racks up a few blocks from time to time as well.
As the second free throw falls, bringing it to an 11-7 game, Arrows lead, as a three-pointer from Willick off the mark hits the back iron, and it'll be Arrows possession tipped out by Pelega. And now Charbonneau set to inbound, a four-point game, a minute 40 to go in this first quarter. Arrows have the lead and the ball. Baker brings it up as he works his way to the far wing, drives down to the top of the key, nearly got to the free throw stripe before passing it off to Will Smith. Will Smith gives it to Thomas Hayes in an awkward handoff, and Hayes kicked it to the corner back to Will Smith. Will Smith gave it to the top of the key where Baker stands, drives down, elbow shot off the front iron, but Thomas Hayes with the rebound finds Josh Walters. Josh Walters behind the back puts up a shot, goes long, and a foul called on the Arrows. Now they're pointing the other way, so it'll be Arrows ball. And it was a shove on William Fussman. as now the Arrows will go to the line for two because of the shove by Fussman. As Charbonneau will shoot two. Minute 4 in this first quarter left, looking to make this a 6-point game. Now can only make it a 5 as the first shot is long from Charbonneau.
That's on me. That's on me. I jinxed that one.
Charbonneau 0 for 1, looking for a second here. Also off the back iron, but Josh Walters gets the rebound and puts it right back up and gets it to go. It's 13-7, 6-point game. Willick gives it back to Bryson Arnold. Bryson Arnold gives it over to Chapin. Arnold has it. Back to Willick. Double team brought. Kicked it over to Chapin. Belega has it at the far corner now. He brings it to the top of the key for Willick. Willick down to Chapin. Chapin up and under. Puts up a layup. Gets it to go with 35 seconds to go. It's a 4-point game. 13-9. Duran and Baker gets the inbound. Slows things up. Chapin full court press here. Gets over the half court line. Starts to play a little more tightly, does Chapin. Baker finds Hayes in the corner. Hayes chucks it off of a defender. They collapsed on that pass to Charbonneau. So he just chucks it and sends it out of bounds. It'll be Arrows' possession as it did hit off of the Kenowa Hills player. And quickly coming in is Keegan Garvin. He'll come in for Chapin. And Morgan DeCavers will check in for Lucas Charbonneau. So some quick substitutions there at the very end. Duran and Baker inbounds it to DeCavers. DeCavers gives it over to Hayes. Hayes, deep three off the mark. Able to get the rebound is Will Smith, though, and it is a pass out of bounds, but it was tipped by Brody Willick. That Kenowa Hills student section trying to plead their case, but not going to work as DeCavers sets the inbound now. Gives it over all the way to the far wing from the near block, and now it's down. Josh Walters has it at the far wing, worked his way to the court toward the corner. Baker, deep three, just end of the quarter shot, misses long off the back iron. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 13-9, the Red Arrows lead over Kenowa Hills.
Yeah, looking back over the quarter, kind of, Will's been doing very, very good with rebounding, limiting the extra possessions. Another thing Coach Dollar talked about before the game was kickout threes. We've seen them do that a lot. Lowell has some shooters on this team and can do some damage if they get those shot opportunities. And now this would be a good time, though, to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors.
Now we'd like to thank some of our WW sponsors. To start out with our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you to those businesses, corporations, and just kind people of Lowell to help us out and make this radio possible. Now back to the sportscasters.
Thank you, Eli. Now getting back to the action as there's 10 seconds left in this between quarter break. So we have a pretty good game tonight. Lowell up by 4 going into the second quarter, 13-9 over Kenowa Hills, leading the scoring for the Arrows. That's Duran and Baker with 4. Also with 4 is Ian Walters, 2 points under the paint right away. He started the game on a 4-0 run by himself. Been lots of energy tonight, as me and Kyle have talked about. As I believe, let's see, it's Kenowa Hills basketball now, starting at the other end of the court. William Fussman's going to inbound it to Willick. Willick to Pelega. Pelega's going to pass it down underneath. Driving in, puts up a shot off the glass, getting it to fall. That's Keegan Garver cutting the deficit to 2 now as this quarter just starts. And Thomas Hayes getting the inbound right back from DeCavers. Makes a nice move on his man. Hayes to the corner to Duran and Baker. Duran and Baker's shown off lots of dribble tonight as he can do some damage as he'll get it to DeCavers' right wing. Ian Walters underneath, going to try and body up his man. Double team off the glass, no good. Rebounding goes to Garvin, and they'll say foul on Walters, so Kenowa Hills retains possession. That's Ian Walters' first of the game, as Josh Walters now will check in for Ian Walters. That was actually his second foul of the game.
His first of the quarter, as Ian checks in for Josh, as you said.
As Bryson Arnold has the basketball. That's Pelega over to Arnold. Back to Pelega. Kenua Hills likes to pass it across the arc quite a bit till they get an open man. They'll get it underneath after another pass to William Fussman, getting it to go, tying up the ball game at 13 apiece. DeCavers trying to make a move on his man. He's at the top of the key. DeCavers trying to go coast to coast, do it himself, over to Thomas Hayes, deep three-point territory. Thomas Hayes dribbling in, steps back a little bit, retains his dribble. He'll get it underneath DeCavers, puts up a shot off the glass, making it fall after rolling around the rim. That's Morgan DeCavers with his first two on the night. 15-13, arrows on top with 6 minutes, 40 seconds to play in this first half. And now three-point shot after moving it down quickly. That's Pelega giving Kenua Hills the lead by one. Lowell coming back in transition by themselves. Duran and Baker spinning. Thomas Hayes thought about the open three, doesn't, and he'll do a mid-range shot now. That is no good. Rebounding goes to Fussman of Kenua Hills. Quick possession up court, passing it out, and he'll try and save it. That was Pelega after the ball was going out of bounds from the pass attempt from Willick. Tries to save it, hits the back of the backboard. Out of bounds, Arrows basketball. And checking into the game is going to be Grayson Fellows, multi-sport athlete, also Kenua Hills' starting quarterback this year. He's only a sophomore as well, also on this varsity basketball team, as DeCavers has it underneath. Josh Walters takes a dribble, loses the ball, stolen. Frank Arnold, that's actually Bryson Arnold, as this one gets swatted out of bounds. Kenua Hills basketball it's going to be Lucas Charbonneau checking back into the game.
Set to inbound is Brody Willick.
As Willick's looking for someone to inbound it to, he'll just give it to Pelega. Pelega's got it left side. Pass makes its way around to Fellows. Fellows passing around the arc again. It's going to go from Lake to Pelega. Pelega's going to reset with it back to Lake. Lake gets a little double team now, kind of. Gets it over to the corner, pump faking. That's Willick back to Lake. Right side, Pelega, pump fakes too. Lake, 4-3, left-hander. No good. Rebound goes to Mrazinski. They'll say there was a push. And Kenua Hills basketball, I believe that was on Mrazinski.
Yep. That's exactly what it was. That's his first, team's second of the quarter, as they're only 2:24 into this second quarter.
As checking in for Kenua Hills is going to be Derek Chapin for Brody Willick. And now the inbound is going to go from Chapin to Lake. Lake for three once again. No good. Rebound goes to Fellows, the big man, underneath, putting up a shot, getting it to fall, and one for William Fussman. Foul on DeCavers.
That's his first, and it'll be an and-one opportunity. Team's third already, just 2:30 into the second quarter now.
As the shot is up and good, getting three-point play, that's Fussman. Rebound goes right into DeCavers from Charbonneau. DeCavers going to bring it up that left side of the court. She's past half court now. DeCavers on the other number one, Pelega. DeCavers across court underneath. That's Charbonneau. Charbonneau's going to kick it back out. Mrazinski, Walters in the corner. Thought about the three, doesn't shoot it. Now it's going to be Baker for three. No good. Josh Walters fighting for the rebound. He's going to get it. Tries to throw it off. Kenua Hills. Now Walters is going to cut back underneath after getting it to DeCavers. And now he loses it. Gets it to Charbonneau. Puts up a shot. That one goes. Lowell cuts the lead back within two. 19-17. Kenua Hills on top with 4:50 to play in this first half of basketball. Andrew Lake, Lowell playing kind of a zone defense, I've noticed. Now it's going to be Lake gets the ball back after pass to Pelega. Pelega for three off the front iron. No good. Rebound goes to Joshua Walters, using that size to his advantage. Walters, very tall sophomore, making a big impact on this game, as it's Morgan DeCavers with it now. DeCavers at the top of the key. DeCavers only has two on the night so far. I would expect that to change as he gets one off the glass, shooting foul. Doesn't go, almost falls, rolled around on the rim a little bit, so he'll go to the line for two with a chance to tie up this ball game with 4 minutes, 24 seconds to play in this first half.
It's been the team effort in this one. DeCavers taking less shots, finding more open looks for other guys, which is what they've wanted to do. They wanted those extra passes, the kickouts for threes, and as the first one is made by DeCavers, making it a one-point game now. checking in is Gustinus and...
As DeCavers gets the ball for his second shot up, and that one is also good off the back iron. Consistency is key, especially with these free throws, as we've seen that been a big factor this year for Lowell, as Andrew Lake has it now. He's at the top of the key, getting it right side. Derek Chapin. And he'll get it back to Lake. Back to Chapin. Now it's going to get away from him. Lowell fighting for a jump ball. And they'll say a travel. Arrows basketball, after rolling around on the ground for it, was Gustinus from Kenowa Hills.
Head coach Mike Moorhead for Kenowa Hills. Not happy about that one. He was looking for a timeout call. So he was checking with the refs. Couldn't get it.
As DeCavers is going to take it up for the Arrows once again. Gets a screen from Joshua Walters. DeCavers with it. He'll get it. Lucas Charbonneau. Charbonneau driving in underneath. Josh Walters spins, looking for someone as he picked up his dribbles. Morgan DeCavers was open a little bit there. If he would have got the ball sooner, probably would have put up a three, but he'll drive in, try and do it himself. Shot no good, fighting for the board. Lucas Charbonneau goes for it. Now Kenwa Hills is going to have a two-on-two, throwing it right in to Will Mrazinski. Mrazinski with the steal underneath, gives it right back to the guy he took it from, Gustinus. Gustinus is going to give it to Lake. Lake now gets it to the corner. Fellows for three. No good. Rebound goes to Lucas Charbonneau. Now it's going to be to Random Baker with it after getting a screen from Charbonneau. Baker spins, puts up a shot from the stripe, getting it to fall. After bouncing around a little bit, Lowell gets a two-point lead. Andrew Lake will bring it up for Kenowa Hills now. He's at the left wing. Over to Fellows. Back to Lake. Back over to Fellows. Why not give it back to Lake again after being tipped by Baker? They'll try and run it underneath now as DeCavers taps it away, and they'll call a foul. DeCavers not really agreeing with that call. Thought it was mostly the ball. Is DeCavers, that's his second foul on the night. He's got 4 points. Lowell up 21-19.
Checking in is Willick. He'll go in for Fellows. And Hayes will check in for DeCavers. 2:58 to play in the first half. A two-point lead for the Arrows in foul trouble with four in this quarter.
As Brody Willick will get the inbound in, and it'll have to get kicked out for three. That one no good after bouncing around. Shot by Chapin. He'll get it to the Random Baker. And Random Baker will bring it up himself up the court. He'll get a little double team now as he drives in, gets it. Lucas Charbonneau pump fakes, drives in now, off the glass, getting it to fall. Lucas Charbonneau with 4 points of the night. Lowell sharing the ball quite a bit. Everyone on the floor has four except for Thomas Hayes, currently with none. And it'll be Lake with it. Now makes its way over to the left corner, the three-point shooter. But that shot going no good from Willick. Duran and Baker with the rebound. Baker gets it up. Will Mrazinski, right corner, and it'll go out of bounds. Mrazinski trying to go across to Thomas Hayes, that was, in the corner.
Kenowa Hills students wanted a travel before the pass had even came out of Mrazinski's hand. Didn't need it, however, as that one went out of bounds.
As Andrew Lake is going to have it now for Kenowa Hills. Lowell's been playing some good transition defense so far, I'd feel like, as Chapin is going to give it over to Lake. Back to Chapin, driving in, puts up, and he'll actually pass it away as on his way up, and now trying to put up a shot was Garvin, gets right down in his face, but they'll say there was a foul. That was on Lucas Charbonneau, his first, team fifth now, so Kenowa Hills in the bonus as they're down by four with a minute 53 to play in this first half of basketball. As Garvin's first shot is no good.
Rolled around on the left side of the iron and out on that one, as the Lowell student section made their presence known on that first shot. Might have been what thrown it off just a bit, but it looked like that foul should have been on Josh Walters, if anything. It looked like he was the one that brought the hands down on it. Instead, it goes on Charbonneau, his first.
And that student section may be working a little bit as the second free throw is no good, but Kenowa Hill's getting the rebound as it went right off the front of the rim. Will Mrazinski playing excellent defense there on Grayson Fellows, knocking another ball out of bounds. He's done that quite a few times tonight as Fellows is going to look to inbound it. We got a full three-man ref crew here. As usually we only have two in the building. On this Friday night is Derek Chapin with it. as he'll get it to Willick. Willick back over to Lake, back to Chapin. Chapin back to Lake, pump fakes, back to Chapin. Chapin's got it on that right wing, covered by Mrazinski. He's trapped in the corner. Mrazinski fights for a jump ball. Red Arrows basketball with a minute 30 to play in the second quarter. Lowell up 23-19. Cavers comes back into this game for Mrazinski after getting the ball back for Lowell. Huge defensive players. Is timeout now for Kennewick Hills.
30-second timeout.
And this would be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors.
Right now we have Alpha Care Center, Nuvu Fuels, Lowell Area Schools, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, and Green Ridge Realty. Thank you to those businesses and corporations to make this broadcast possible and to give you the game at your house. So, back to the sportscasters.
Thank you once again, Eli Wilcox, with that. And now, Lowell, I would say decent underdogs tonight as they are currently 3-9 on the season. Kennewick Hills not being much, only two games better, 5-7. But if you look at Kennewick Hills' schedule, they've played some good teams, but they also have some really close losses in there this season. They did go on a four-game win streak after losing their first three of the season. All pretty good wins there as the Cavers has the ball to start off these last minute and a half of the second quarters. Charbonneau's going to give it and give it right back to the Cavers. Almost, and Walters wide open underneath. Joshua Walters, uncontested layup. Lowell up by 6, 25-19. With 1 minute and 10 seconds to play in this first half. It's going to be Chapin with it back over to Lake. Lake's looking for someone. Why not back to Chapin? This is what Kennewick Hills always does. They'll get it back to Willick. Willick's going to dribble around to Lake. Lake back to Willick. Over to Lake once again at the top of the key, covered by Duran, and Baker pokes it away. Willick has to recover. Over to Chapin, left-handed shooter. He'll give it back to Lake. Passing it around a perimeter a lot. Now it's going to go underneath to William Fussman. Fussman gets it out now, makes its way to the right corner. Three, Brody Willick getting it to fall. Cutting the deficit down to three as it's 25-22 with 35 seconds to play this first half. Duran and Baker with the basketball now on the right wing. He's trapped in the corner. Baker has to get it out, get rid of it, and he'll bounce it off Grayson Fellow's knees. Arrows basketball. Is Baker a very smart play? We see Lowell actually do that quite a bit. I'd say more than most teams really we've ever seen. As fifth quarter player Spencer Spike will go into the game now for Lucas Charbonneau. So little man for big man.
Get the shooter out there.
Yeah, I mean, you want to take a last second shot maybe for halftime as Baker's going to look to inbound it. He'll get it to the Cavers. Cavers, he's going to reset at the right wing. Covered by Lake, gets it. Thomas Hayes, step back, almost thought about this three. Someone yelled, shoot it. DeCavers will shoot it himself, though. Underneath, getting it to fall. DeCavers looking great. Extending Lowell's lead to five as Kennewick Hills looks like Lake's going to bring it up. He's at just past half court. They're probably going to try and run out the clock. We're at 7 seconds left. Taking a three. No good. Joshua Walters is going to have it, and it's going to get tapped out of bounds with 1 second to play as Walters tried to pass it to DeCavers.
DeCavers shot over here, the turnaround fade, baseline of all shots. Not the one you expect a guy to take with that much time on the clock. But he takes it and drills it. And then followed up over here by Willick, an open look. Normally he's going to hit that one. Instead, this one bounces off the right iron and out as DeCavers.
As DeCavers launches it to Joshua Walters. Ball is touched, though. And they'll say it was tipped, but it did go out of bounds. So
they're saying it was tipped on Walters here.
Yeah, you could hear DeCavers yelling, Josh, Josh, and then heaved it down course, kind of down court, kind of like a football pass. Want to get the size advantage as the inbound. It'll go deep to Chapin. Chapin puts up a shot. That one's no good. So ending the first half, Lowell playing sound basketball. Kennewick Hills not far behind. Score going into the second half will be 27-22. We'll be back here in 10 minutes.
Easium where the arrows come out of the halftime break with a 5-point lead over the Kennewick Hill Knights. It's 27-22, and it's been the Arrows limiting those extra possessions, getting those defensive rebounds, as Coach Dollar said, and it started there. At the end, they started to break it. Their zone, their 2-3 zone they've been running, they collapsed it too far, and about 30 seconds left in the half, it gave Brody Willick, an open three on the far corner. You don't want to collapse too far because those will give those extra looks that or those good looks that Kennewell Hills looks for. They pass it so much between Chapin and Lake, just back and forth, to allow for those looks somebody to open up as Gustinus opens this one up, gives it to Chapin to start the second half. Chapin kicks it over to Willick. Willick stuck in the corner, and it hits off of Charbonneau as Willick just checked it out of bounds. Looked like it might have hit Willick going back, but it's out on the arrows as Lake gets it at the far corner. Back to Chapin at the near wing. Willick near corner three. Long, and Ian Walters welcome back to the game with the rebound as DeCavers sets up at the near or the far wing, gives it down to the far block. Turnaround layup, Ian Walters. A board and 2 points already here, just 34 seconds into the second half, as a pass from Lake down low to Gustinus on the drive. Foul called on Duran and Baker. Didn't have one in the first half, so it'll be his first. 38 seconds into the second half, it's now a 7-point lead. Set to inbound is Willick. And gives it to Gustinus. Gustinus blocked by Walters and going the other way. Charbonneau gets it right in the paint. Hard stops before running out of bounds. And 2 points for Charbonneau. It's now a 9-point game. That gives him his 6th point of the night as Lake has it. Gives it over to Gustinus. Gustinus corner for Willick. Down low for Garvin. Out to Lake. Lake deep three from the wing. Off the mark. And Walters gets it, gives it to DeCavers. DeCavers takes it up, looks at the near wing for look of his own. Double team, gets it down low to Walters. Walters now has the double team. Kicked out to Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives into the paint, pump fakes, and goes up before getting blocked by Garvin. Yep. Garvin gives it over to Gustinus. Gustinus tried to pass it up to Chapin, but Mrozinski slaps that one out. And it'll be Knight's possession.
Well, on that last possession, Duran and Baker probably missed out an opportunity on 3 points. Duran and Baker wide open on that right wing. Doesn't really miss those often. Just got to play with your eyes up more.
As on that possession, as you were talking, a step out of bounds by Gustinus. He was down too low. Stepped out on a spin for a baseline drive attempt. Fade doesn't go just outside the paint. DeCavers gets the rebound, gives it down low to Charbonneau. Charbonneau kick out to Walters. Walters, Josh Walters that is, gives it to DeCavers. DeCavers sets up, has a dribble, now will use it and spins out of Bryson Arnold's tight coverage. Gives it to Josh Walters. Josh Walters out to Duran and Baker, back to Charbonneau. DeCavers has the double team. Now Duran and Baker gets it, sets up where DeCavers just was. The zone also being played here by Kennewell Hills. Josh Walters gets it from the free throw stripe, gets an open look, surprisingly open, and gets the 2-point shot to fall. It's now a 10-point game. As Bryson Arnold has it, gives it over to Chapin. Chapin back to Arnold. Chapin one more time, his 3-pointer off the mark. And rebound DeCavers. He throws it off of Garvin, and it'll be Arrows possession as checking into the game now, Brady Pelega and William Fussman, as another full timeout called, this one by Kennewell Hills.
At this point, we'd like to thank more of our WRWW sponsors, platinum donors, and underwriters. We have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis, Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and My Hometown Furnishings. Those are our platinum donors, and we'd really like to say thanks to them for making this broadcast possible. We could not do it without them. So, back to the sportscasters.
I'd say real impressive player tonight so far has been Joshua Walters. He's kind of taken some mid-range shots we maybe don't usually see him take, but he's not trying to force too much as he's leading the team or everybody that's in currently with 9 points right now. Been playing pretty good. Lowell finding ways to get open underneath the basket is a lot of times you'll see either Ian Walters or Joshua Walters. Every time someone will get trapped right past half court, they're sitting right underneath the basket, open for an easy layup. And then also Lucas Charbonneau, he's been very good in the paint, using the big body to take advantage of his defenders as he's gotten on the board 6 times tonight.
Charbonneau gets a give and go. He had the inbound, gave it to DeKavers, got it right back. Gave it to Ian Walters at the baseline. Back out to Charbonneau. DeKavers draws the foul. Bryson Arnold, his first. That's the team's second with 3:24 to play in the third quarter. Charbonneau gives it to Josh Walters. Gives it right back to Charbonneau on a handoff. Walters finds an open to Randon Baker. Deep three off the front iron. And a throw out of bounds attempt. Charbonneau did not get it to go, but a double dribble called on Grayson Fellows, who will now check out of the game. And Charbonneau set to inbound after the double dribble called. 10-point game with 3:11 to play in the third quarter. Arrows have the lead and possession right now. Possession arrow also in favor of the Arrows, as DeKavers takes it, has it the half-court stripe, yet to reach it, now does so. Bryson Arnold, tight coverage, now breaking that as DeKavers down low to Walters. Walters puts up the layup, bounces around on the front iron and falls. It's now, he has 10 now, 37-25, 2:45 to go, as into the paint goes Gustinus. Gives it to Fussman. William Fussman puts up the layup and makes it a 10-point game right again. 2:30 to go in the third quarter now. DeKavers gets over half court, this time guarded by Pelega. As DeKavers drives into the paint, puts up a pop-up jumper, misses long off the back iron, but Charbonneau, offensive rebound, over to DeKavers. DeKavers layup, this time it goes. It's now a 12-point game. They're going right back and forth now, as Willick finds himself open in the corner, once again drills it, as he's now up to 9, 3 threes on the day, as Willick now tips it, sets up for, as it was tipped away from DeKavers, and Willick passed it into the paint, and not able to get a shot off. Ian Walters with the tip, and Duran and Baker with the recovery, as the pass goes to DeKavers. DeKavers had it too close to the baseline and couldn't control it. It goes the other way. Willick, open three again. This time misses long. But offensive rebound, open look, corner for Pelega. Pelega, front iron. Another offensive board, this time in the paint. The shot, Gustinus, fouled. And a 9-point game. He'll go to the line with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's been very, very contested tonight so far, as Kenowa Hills trying to fight back, trying to cut it the deficit. I would say if you're within 10 going into the fourth quarter, you're kind of set up right now.
As the first shot is drilled by Gustinus, makes it an 8-point game. To cut the deficit to 7. Keep it at the minimum 3 possessions still. Misses way short, doesn't hit the rim, and it'll go the Arrows' way. Charbonneau set to inbound. He inbounds it to DeKavers. DeKavers, full court trap, gets it to Duran and Baker. Baker back to DeKavers. Duran and Baker. Now DeKavers drives it to the far wing, sets back up, checks with Josh Walters. Josh thought to set the screen, doesn't do so. DeKavers just holding onto it here. Now the count starts, but he just moves a little bit each way, and DeKavers now sets up at the near elbow, finds Duran and Baker on the outside, drives into the paint, but Baker loses control, and Andrew Lake, granny pass looking pass, finds Gustinus. Gustinus layup fouled on the attempt. That was Ian Walters on the foul. And that's the team's fourth with 45.4 seconds left in the third.
Yeah, that's Walters' third foul of the night. He's been a factor, though. He's got 10 points now for the Arrows. Everybody who's in for the Arrows at least has six or more team game left to see it. It means everybody can score.
As Thomas Hayes will check in for Ian Walters just to keep him out of foul trouble. Gustinus made the first. The second, also good. It's a six-point game now. As Baker gets it in the full court trap, he works his way up. Pelega tips it, but Baker continues to control it. Works his way over half court and slows things up now. Baker fakes one way, goes toward the far wing now. Sets up now at the near wing, passes it to Thomas Hayes, corner, and gives it back to Baker. Baker fakes it, and the trap is shown. Not applied correctly, though, as Baker breaks it and gets back to the half court circle, and he is tripped, and now foul called on Andrew Lake, on Gustinus. He was trying to grab it but got the arm of Baker instead, as now Gustinus will check out for William Fussman. 13.3 left in the third quarter. It's a six-point game. Charbonneau gives it to Baker. Baker playing for last shot. Gets shoved out, or a shove attempt by Willick. Willick looks around confused. That's his second, team's fourth, with 9.4 left now. Can't foul now, as that would put him in the bonus and shoot two at the stripe. Baker gets it, seven on the clock now. He steps back out, four to shoot, three. Gonna have to put up a heave, and no foul as Willick all over that one. Duran and Baker doesn't get a shot attempt off. 39-33, a six-point lead for the Arrows heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, everybody maybe thought that could have been a foul, but Lowell will go in the quarter, as you said, up by six. So we've got a tight one. Could come down to the wire. Always cool games to see. 39-31, Arrows on top. Leading the scoring is Ian Walters with 10, but he's out of the game right now because he has three fouls, I believe, trying to avoid foul trouble. Next leader for the Arrows, that's Joshua Walters, younger brother of Ian, with 9 currently. As scoreboard shows, Ian Walters actually checking back into the game now. 8 minutes left and you have three fouls. Why not put your best men in to try and finish it off for you, as we could have a good ending coming up. Team's talking it over as this 1 minute now. As the Cavers will get the inbound to start off this fourth quarter of basketball. Arrows up by six. DeCavers has the ball at midcourt. DeCavers will bring it up with his left hand, switch to his right. Now he's gotten in the right corner, one-on-one with Willick, and it'll be tapped out of bounds by Willick now. Arrows with possession still. As it's Lucas Charbonneau is going to look to check it in. He'll get it into Duran and Baker just underneath. Baker with it. He's got six on the night, dribbling around. Baker, he's at the top of the key, shimmying around, puts a pull-up jumper. Duran and Baker, no good off the glass, fighting for the rebound, and looks like it's going to be a jump ball. Kenowa Hills basketball, always nice, though, in these last few minutes to have the possession arrow on your side, as that's what it's going to switch to now for the Arrows, as Lake will get the inbound from Fellows. Lake with the basketball, left side. Pelega back to Lake, back to Pelega. As I said earlier, this Kenowa Hills team, they're either playing beyond the arc or in the gray paint, as that's what it's painted here in Lowell. Pelega back over to Lake as the Let's Go Arrow chance start here in this gym. Now corner three is good. They count the shot. There's a foul called, though. Brody Willick, that was him in the corner. He's got 12, all from three. And I think it was William Fussman got pushed there. to see what they're talking about. What, the ref signaled that the shot counts.
All three of them converse now.
Yeah, let's see what the call is. Everyone looking around kind of confused. Tension a little bit all over, and they count the shot, I think, because...
Yep, there Willick, they just
yep,
added
Willick
it. It's now a three-point game.
And it will be a foul on Ian Walters, his fourth on the night. So one more and he's done would be a huge factor to lose, as he's been a big player in the paint for the Arrows all season long. It's one more and he's done for the night, as looking to inbound it is Willick. Walters probably going to be a lot more cautious now, as Willick isn't going to get the inbound to Fellows. Willick with a catch and shoot. It's blocked by DeCavers. Wanted a foul. Lucas Charbonneau gets it, and he's tripped by Fussman. Arrows basketball.
Willick wanted a foul call on DeCavers along with the Kanawha Hills student section. Didn't get it, as it's now a 7:06. Both teams have one foul here in the first 54 seconds of the fourth quarter. That is Fussman's second of the game.
As the Cavers will get the inbound from Charbonneau, we're down to 7 minutes to play. Arrows up 39-36. The Cavers with the ball right side. He's got it at the charity stripe. Underneath, wide open. Duran and Baker putting Lowell into the 40s now. 41-36. Arrows on top. Andrew Lake at the top of the key. Left side, Pelega. He'll get it back to Lake. Back to Pelega. Pelega, deep three. Nothing but net, bringing it back in with it into, as DeCavers is going to get it out quickly to Brzezinski. Brzezinski, and that's going to be stolen after being swatted around by Fussman. Fussman over right corner three. That one's good by Willick, giving Kanawha Hills the ball back. And now timeout, as Kanawha Hills has all the possession here in this Lowell gym. It's a 30-second timeout coming up. Lowell down 42-41. This upcoming schedule for the Arrows, their next game, they're playing home. Excuse me, that's Lowell is playing at Allendale, their next game. And that is away next Tuesday.
And Coopersville will be who Kanawha Hills takes on next. That one will be at Coopersville for both these respective teams, as back-to-back three-pointers. Willick now has 15 on the day.
Yeah, all three, all corner threes, exactly what Kanawha Hills loves to do. Pass it around, find that open man beyond the arc, and if that doesn't work, they pass it underneath. But majority of their points have come from beyond the arc tonight, as the Cavers is going to get the ball now from Lucas Charbonneau on the inbound to Cavers, covered by Brody Willick. I feel like this is a really good matchup. It's trapped now. Lucas Charbonneau finds his way underneath, wide open. Foul called. Charbonneau going to the line. 4-2 for the Arrows. And now Charbonneau, I said, will go to the line for two. That foul is going to be on Andrew Lake, his first on the night. He has no points currently. Few assists to his name. Majority going to Brody Willick, as Charbonneau's first shot is good after bouncing off the front iron, then the backboard going in, tying up this game with 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play in this game. 42-42 all across the board, as Charbonneau's second shot is no good. Fighting for the rebound, Joshua Walters almost gets it. Fighting for the jump ball, ripped away by Lake. Kanawha Hills basketball, as Lake will bring it up. He'll get it back over to Pelega, back over to Lake. Pelega just hit a three a few minutes ago, and then right before the Willick three, as Pelega has it, back over to Lake, back over to Pelega. Pelega for a three, gets it to fall once again. Nothing but net. He's found his range here tonight. As Kanawha Hill takes a 3-point lead, as the Cavers has the ball now on Brady Willick. Willick playing tight D onto Cavers. The Cavers trying to get around him. He'll drive in, spin the Cavers underneath. Wim Rosinski floater, no good. No foul, as he's pushed down to the ground. As Lake gets the rebound, looking for someone, and sees triple team in the paint. He'll reset to Pelega. Pelega gonna bring it up now right side. Thought about the corner three. Will actually make its way back to Pelega on the left wing. He's double team over in the corner. 3-pointer. Doesn't convert that time was Willick, as Pelega gets the board, resets from behind the arc. 5:05 to play, and Willett gets the ball for another three. No good. And trying to force it at this point as the Cavers gets the rebound to Charbonneau. Now it's going to be Baker one-on-one. Goes up for it. Ball smacked away. Looks for a foul. Doesn't get it. Kendall Hills basketball. Derek Chapin one-on-three. Euro steps onto Cavers. Gets it to go, and they'll call a foul onto Cavers. And one opportunity now for Derek Chapin. Cavers not liking that foul call, talking to the ref about it. Ref explains Cavers still doesn't like it. He's up to four on the night as Thomas Hayes will check in for Durand and Baker, and then Ian Walters now for Will Mrazinski, bringing back in the big as Walters. Ian Walters has four fouls. Joshua Walters only has one foul on the night. Sees the other Walters big as Derek Chapin gets the line, trying to make the three-point play count as it is good. Kenowa Hills up by six, 48-42. It's Kenowa Hills on a 6-0 run currently, 4:45 to play in this game.
After not having a lead all night, now I've put it to a six-point lead here as Kenowa Hills.
As the Cavers gets it underneath to Walters, foul called as Walters. That was Ian Walters. Went up for the shot. He'll go to the line for two.
Foul on Lake. That's his second. He had the arm smacked down.
As Walters gets the ball for his first shot. It does convert. And, you know, Kenowa Hills all around tonight, they've traveled pretty well. I'm going to guess a lot of it, too, is from the JV and freshman game earlier. People staying because it's Friday night, obviously, as Walters' second shot is no good. Fighting for the rebound. It'll go to Lake. Lake getting it up the court to the three-point shooter. That's Willick, as Willick will reset now. He'll get it. Now, right side or left side three, putting up a right-handed shot. That was Chapin.
Didn't get it to
Lucas
go.
Lucas Charbonneau gets the board. He'll get the ball to Durand and Baker. Baker covered by Chapin. He's on that on this close left wing. Baker dribbling around with his left hands, covered by Chapin. Both of them using their hands, and they'll call a foul on Chapin. You know, I mean, I like a foul call, but I feel like there should be no call there as they were both going back and forth quite a bit, and they were letting them go for quite a while, so maybe not the best call.
Right after two, Chapin instantly goes for an explanation, saying he put his arm around him to get through on it and just getting confirmation on why that one was called there.
As Lucas Charbonneau will inbound it to the Cavers. And, yeah, so maybe if there was a foul, could have been on Baker there. But this ball is in play now to Cavers with the basketball. He's covered by Willick. DeCavers going to drive in right side. Almost put up the jumpers. Ian Walters will drive in after the pass from DeCavers. Off the glass. No good. Thomas Hayes fighting for it. They'll call a foul on. Let's see who's it on. It's on. It's going to be on Ian Walters with a push, and he's going to foul out now. He's kind of confused on what it is.
As he finishes the night with 11 points now.
As they almost let Ian Walters stay in the game as they didn't call anyone in for a sub. So Joshua Walters will come in the game now as it's Kenowa Hills basketball. They're up by five. Still in range are the Arrows as there's 3.5 to play in this basketball game. Brody Pelega with the basketball. He's in deep territory. Pelega has 8 on the night. Couple threes to his name as Pelega's going to drive in with his left hand. He'll get it to Willick. Dangerous three-point shooter. Willick drives in on Charbonneau. He'll make his way back into his corner. Gives it to Chapin. Chapin drives in off the glass. Foul on Joshua Walters now. Lots of foul calls all around right now.
That's the Arrows fourth. Walters second. Both teams have four fouls now, so the next one for either team will put both of them in the will put either team in the bonus. As Chapin is first at the line.
His first shot is good as it extends the lead to 6, 49-43. Now, if you're a lull, I'm saying don't panic here. Go to the paint. Take your paint points. Just play the defense you've been playing tonight. It's been working for the most part as you haven't. And DeCavers will get hard fouled right as he gets the ball. That was by Willick.
That's Willick's third of the game. And that puts the Arrows in bonus for the rest of the game with 3:13 to play.
If you're Lowell, this is exactly what you need now. And I feel like this is the exact guy you want at the stripe. DeCavers has four fouls, so he's going to have to be careful as he's at the line to shoot two, though. As his first shot is good off that back iron. DeCavers 3 for 3 with free throws on the night. As Lowell's down 50-44. DeCavers looking to cut the lead to 5 now as Mrozinski looking to check in as DeCavers' second free throw also good. And Mrozinski will come in for DeCavers, probably trying to save DeCavers in case they have to get down to a last shot opportunity as Kyle, you're nodding
DeCavers,
your head
DeCavers has 4 fouls already on him. He can't risk taking that next foul where Mrozinski better defensively and has just the 1 foul.
As now it's Kenowa Hills basketball with it is going to be Derek Chapin over to Pelega. Pelega's got it. He's going to drive in, try and do it himself. Underneath, stolen by Mrozinski, getting the basketball, gets it. He's going to bring it up court. Fouled now, so Mrozinski going to the line for 2 more. Has a chance to make it a 1-possession game for Lowell.
William Fussman with the foul. That's his 3rd. As Mrozinski sets up from the charity stripe. 2:55 to play in this one, a 5-point game.
As Mrozinski's first shot, left-hander, is no good off the front iron. A little more power, that one falls. As the group in for the Arrows is Durandon Baker, Lucas Charbonneau, Will Mrozinski, Joshua Walters, and Thomas Hayes. Kenowa Hills haven't made a substitution in a while as Mrozinski's second shot does fall, rolling over the top of the rim. So now Lowell's looking for a full court press, as that's what they have now. Inbounding into Chapin. Chapin over to Pelega. Pelega's got the basketball. He'll bring it up just past half court on the sophomore to Durandon Baker. Baker, very good defender and very good on that offensive side, as Pelega's going to pass it to Lake over to Willick. It'll make his way to Chapin. Chapin over to Pelega. Pelega pump fakes. He'll step back now on Baker. Timeout. Full timeout now for Kenowa Hills, as we have a tight one with 2 minutes, 33 seconds to play in this basketball game. Kenowa Hills on top, 50-46. So now this would be a good time. And so Lowell now is down by 4. As said, current leading scorer, that's Joshua Walters right now for the Arrows. As Ian Walters was the leader, but he's fouled out of the game currently. And we have a very tight one. I love these games. High energy all around.
High pace action,
yeah, very
too.
High pace too.
Going back and forth both ways. And this one has been coming down to the wire, as only having one, they don't have another foul to give to the Arrows, but they have the possession arrow. If they can try and steal a possession with that jump ball, get it to go in their way, with try and tighten this one even closer. But both teams, any fouls will send the other team to the free throw stripe.
Yeah, and Lowell definitely want to try and keep that possession arrows. That can come in huge late in the game. As Kenowa Hills student section getting a little pep talk down there, as they've gotten a few times tonight. As it's going to be Keegan Garvin with it. He'll give it over to Willick. Willick underneath, back to Garvin, fighting for it, and thought he stepped out of bounds. It'll get to Lake. Over to Willick, tapped out of bounds by Durandon Baker, as Pelega had a wide open shot in the corner, potentially, if he gets the possession. So it's going to be Gustinus is going to look to inbound it. He'll inbound it to Lake now. Lake's got the basketball, left wing now is Garvin. Garvin back with it. He'll drive in. Tries to put it up. Gets it to fall. Foul on Joshua Walters. Kenowa Hills extending that lead. Now going to the line for the and one is Keegan Garvin.
Slowly closing the gap there were the Arrows, just for a 3-point play opportunity for Garvin. As checking in is DeCavers and Chapin. Chapin goes in for Lake. DeCavers 4, Mrozinski, with 2:07 to play now in this one.
As Keegan Garvin, his shot is no good, so only 2 points count there as DeCavers gets it from Walters after getting the inbound. Duran and Baker does a little behind the back. He's going to spin and do it himself, puts it up, and it's blocked.
Garvin with the block.
Yes, Garvin, big block there. As with it is going to be Pelega. Pelega driving in. Corner, thought about the three, doesn't shoot it. Over 4-3. Derek Chapin making it look easy. Extending Kentonwood Hills lead to 9 with a minute 40 left. Lowell's got to move quick as DeCavers is in this basketball game once again. DeCavers gets it underneath. Durant Baker spins, puts up a shot off the glass, calls off the shot. Travel on Baker. Kentonwood Hills gets possession back. They're in the bonus currently.
As now, checking out is DeCavers for Mrozinski again.
Is looking to inbound it is going to be Gustinus. Gustinus inbounds it to Lake. Lake with the basketball, covered by Walters. Lake does a little spin move. Joshua Walters has to play tight defense as we're down to a minute 20, and Lowell's down by 9. Now resetting with it is going to be Willick, covered tightly by Thomas Hayes. Willick driving in, letting it get to the corner is Andrew Lake with it. He'll get it. Right corner, open three. Pelega can't convert. Rebound goes to Lucas Charbonneau. Lowell's got to play in transition. Timeout. Coach Brian Powell. Arrow's going to talk over what they do as DeCavers goes and checks back in over at the scoring table along with Keegan Garvin.
As the Arrows got it within 4 there just a couple of minutes ago, but then couldn't get a possession to get a shot to fall. And the other way, open threes brought it right back to a 9-point game.
Yeah, Lowell collapsing way too much underneath, as you've talked about all night, and that's what they've wanted to prevent all night. As said, Kenwood Hills up 55-46 in these closing minutes.
30 seconds left in this full timeout. As you were saying, DeCavers checked back in. That's why the timeout was most likely called. Get him in on the offensive possessions. Try and pull an extra guy down to DeCavers and give an open look to someone else.
As both teams coming out of their respected huddles. And Lucas Charbonneau will inbound it right away to Morgan DeCavers. Lowell's got to play some quick transition as DeCavers has it. Spins in, puts up a floater off the glass. No good. Fighting for the board. That's Lucas Charbonneau. Gets it. Joshua Walters thought about a three. Doesn't shoot it. He's going to get it over. Owen Newland now trying to get some shooters in. And it's going to be Duran and Baker. Open pull-up three. Doesn't go. Rebound goes back to Lucas Charbonneau. Back to Duran and Baker right away. He's going to shoot him himself. Finds himself open again. That one falls after bouncing off the top of the rim. Timeout by Coach Brian Powell as he has one more to use now after this one, I believe.
This is just a 30-second timeout as they shot, went off the front iron and straight up before falling. A lucky bounce for Duran and Baker to make this one a 6-point game.
Yeah, so it's definitely doable for Lowell right now. Get a quick turnover. Get a 3-point play, somehow claw back. That's exactly what they're looking to try to do as it's 55-49. Cavers up to 10 points now on the night. Lowell gets back out there as they're going to play a full court press, obviously, as there's 37 seconds to play. Now Kenwood Hill sprinting down court, looking like a little football four verticals kind of there, as they're trying to get him in an 8-second violation, trapping him, and they'll say foul on Charbonneau. So going to the line is going to be Derek Chapin.
Not the guy you want to send to the line there, but with 31 and a half seconds, you almost had to send someone to the line, just try and buy a possession, as Chapin was going to hold this one.
Yeah, if I'm low, I'm kind of maybe trying to fight for a jump ball even, because you have the possession arrow right now as Chapin's first shot is no good, exactly what the Arrows need, as it's 55-49 now with 31 seconds left. So we have a close one right now. Chapin's second shot is also no good. Rebound goes to Sharp now. Gets it to DeCavers quickly. Moving down the court. He's covered by Chapin. DeCavers with it. Fighting underneath. Gets it to Duran to Baker. He's dribbling on his man. Lowell's got to get some shots up. There's 20 seconds left. DeCavers does just that. Rebounding goes to the Arrows. That's Sharp now with it. Goes around. Gets it. Duran and Baker. Step back. Three. No good. Lowell wanted a foul. Looked like jump ball. So Arrows get the ball back. Lucas Sharp has been a huge aspect there with his rebounding tonight, as he's done that very, very well, as he just had three offensive rebounds there with that one possession.
As it's still a two-possession game with 10.1. Going to need something almost instant here for the Arrows.
As the Cavers looking to get the ball, and he'll get it to Wim Rozinski, passing it right over to Duran and Baker, so he'll let it stop the clock with 8 seconds. Wolves got to get a catch-and-shoot three, and then call a timeout, get a turnover, and get another three back up, because you only have the one timeout left. He'll get it to Duran and Baker, and it'll go off his foot. And that one might just do it here in Lowell.
Off of his foot, off of Duran and Baker's foot, and out of bounds with 6.2 left in this one, as it'll go possession to Kennewa Hills.
As Kennewa Hills basketball, they're going to look to get it down the court, running the four verticals again. Joshua Walters trying to get a turnover, and they'll stay out of bounds on Walters. DeCavers not liking that, as this clock is winding down with every touch of the ball. As the inbound goes in to Lake, and Lake's going to get rid of it. They'll call a foul after he got rid of it. That one would have ended the game as Chapin was wide open. They'll call off the shot, so going to the line, Andrew Lake. Looks like Lowell might just get one shot opportunity. It's not really going to matter, as Lake's first shot is no good, as Lowell's down by six currently. His second shot also no good, as Josh Walters will get it to the Cavers. Half court heave, and that will do it tonight here in Lowell. Arrows, after a promising first half and third quarter, as they went into the fourth up by seven, Kennewa Hills claws back and will come out with the win over the Lowell Red Arrows, 55-49.